It's time now for a Houston Texans bullpen blitz with Nick Scherfield.
This is Nick Scherfield of HoustonTexans.com. Thanks for checking out the Bullpen Blitz podcast. We'll be doing this every Tuesday and Friday right here. A lot of excitement building about the Texans' upcoming season, not just from the fans, not just from the local media, but also from the national media. And that includes our guests on the podcast today, Gil Brandt and Vic Carucci of NFL.com and Sirius NFL Radio. Brandt was the VP of player personnel for the Dallas Cowboys from 1960 to 89 and really revolutionized the scouting business in the NFL. And Carucci is one of the lead columnists at NFL.com. He's been covering the league for about 30 years. They were here in Houston in the early part of training camp, broadcasting for Sirius. I got a chance to sit down with them for a few minutes and get some interesting perspective on the Houston Texans. You guys just interviewed about probably just about every single member on the team today. What are some of your impressions you took away?
Well, Nick, first of all, you know, I love coming to this place because it reminds me of our Cowboy teams where we had a lot of very good football players, a lot of quality people, great character people, an organization that's probably run as well as any in the National Football League. So to me, it's a real treat to come down here, and I have a great deal of respect for everything they do here and the type of player that they draft.
Yeah, and Gil, you were with the Cowboys for about 30 years as their vice president of player personnel, and what do you think about the collection of young talent that is here?
I think they did a great job. I think that I think this year, and you go back to last year, the corner that they went was the fifth round pick, the corner.
Glover Quinn, fourth rounder, yeah.
Fourth rounder from New Mexico. Mm-hmm. Who was one of only two defensive backs that did not give up a touchdown last year.
Right.
They've done a good job of not only drafting players, they've done a good job of signing free agents. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you get a player like Foster on your football team, that's a real find because I think he's going to be a good back. Through the years now, or through this last 3 years, I should say, I guess, that their drafts are as good as anybody's. And I think probably the surprise of the last year's draft, this year is going to be Connor Barwin.
Hmm. Yeah, second-year player. They're really expecting a lot out of him. Vic, you cover the NFL as well for NFL.com. You guys are traveling together to different camps all around the league. What do you think about how this team is kind of coming together?
Yeah, I think it's come together very well, and last year was an important step. But it was a step, and it was a forward step to get over that 500 hump, obviously, very important. But I think it also illustrated how far this team still has to go in terms of being mature enough to handle those close games, to take advantage of opportunities in the red zone. You know, the little things that you could still say that become big things that can hold a team back, that can prevent a team that maybe otherwise, as Gil points out, has the talent to be a contender but doesn't fulfill that expectation. That's when that shows up, and that's when I think you sort of see what's inside these guys and still how much they need to develop and need to mature. And it was interesting to hear Bob McNair say that he wanted to see more passion from this team. Maybe he wants more visible signs from it. I'm not sure that every player is going to give you the same hard-on-his-sleeve approach,
right.
But I do sense that urgency, when you're losing some close games like they lost last year, urgency is critical to that, and stepping up to that is important. And I think that can make the difference. I do see this as a team that should be better, that got better in the course of last year, that finished strong. But I also still see it as a team that's playing in the AFC South, and last I checked, the Colts are still there with Peyton Manning, and that's a big obstacle.
How does the team develop those kind of characteristics?
It's repetition. It's first of all caring about wanting to do the right thing. My observation of teams and of this league through the years, I've seen those teams go from being good, solid, to being very good contenders, and usually it's the younger teams as they get older. They don't just age, they mature with age, and they learn what it takes to be more successful. Coaching is a big part of this, and it is a coach-driven league. Gil and I were talking about it while we were watching Texans practice this morning, and how important a role it is, the small details that coaches have to identify, and having a good enough staff that they reinforce those points of what you need to do as an organization or as a team, I should say, to close the gap and to get over the hump and to do the small things right. And the last thing, and we were talking about this on our show, carry yourself and deal with your season as a champion, as a contender. Know what you're supposed to be and carry. Don't be a wannabe. I mean, be the champion that you or the contender that you are, and carry yourself that way. Not like someday we hope we are the Colts. Act like you're the Colts now. I know you got to earn your stripes, but I think attitude is a big part of it.
Well, Nick, here's the other thing. Once you start winning, it seems that every break goes your way. And as an example, 2 years ago, they were ahead of the Colts, and they lost a fumble, and the guy ran in for a touchdown. Once you start winning, all of a sudden, he lost the fumble, and your player recovered it.
Yeah.
Is the difference. And we, with the Cowboys, were known as next year's champion for a number of seasons. And then all of a sudden, we started winning. And for 18 consecutive years, we went to the playoffs.
Wow. You know, Gil, one of the things when I talk to you when you're down here, we actually caught up last year with you guys as well. I'm always amazed how you could tell me about a player in 1959 and where he went to high school and what street he lived on from your scouting days and all that.
Who his mailman was.
Yeah, exactly. Talking about the Texans rookie class this year, who's a guy that you think might be able to emerge from this year's class and really be successful?
Well, you know, I'm going to give you a long shot. His name is Dickinson.
Yeah, Doran Dickerson, yeah, in the seventh round.
And you know what I saw today out there from a limited time, all of a sudden he's catching a football. And you know, he is an unbelievably hard matchup because he is a big guy and he is very, very fast. You know, he ran an unbelievable 40s. But unfortunately, he's not a tight end, and he has to learn how to catch the ball. I think he's one of those people. And remember this, it's a lot easier for defensive backs and running backs to come into the league and make a presence a lot easier.
As a
rookie or a young player. The hardest two positions to come in are quarterback and wide receiver. You know, but I do think Dickerson has some potential to be the surprise of this draft.
You guys had an interesting conversation with Bernard Pollard on the air. I got to hear a little bit of it. What do you guys think about him and what he's able to, what he means to this team?
Well, very impressive guy to talk with, and that's, you know, I look at we certainly are into the football mentality when we do this and get into the nitty-gritty of football, but I'm also about people. It's a people business, and it's the fun part of it is human beings and what they have to say and kind of the whole human condition among players and coaches and other people. And Bernard is so much fun in that regard because he does a tremendous job of communicating and handling himself, but he's also a good football player. And what a great story. I mean, this is a guy that the Chiefs said, you know, they didn't want part of what they were rebuilding down there. They toss him out. And the Texans get, you know, a player who could very easily become a Pro Bowl type of player. And, you know, it's not a coincidence that their defense got better through the final 13 games or so of the season, I think statistically. And those were the games that Bernard Pollard played for the Texans. I think he's a good leader. He's a smart player. I like his insights and perspectives. And, you know, you can take it beyond football with him as well. But I think he's the type of component. You asked me that question about how you get over the hump and how you do those things. You know, his maturity, I think, can be a part of that. Even if he's not bringing a championship ring in here to show people and get rallied around that, he does bring a championship-level maturity.
Anybody else say anything today that kind of caught you off guard or surprised you a little bit?
Not really. I think that the perception is that there's a bunch of people that are very confident that the winning those last games last season and coming as close as they did, they said, wait a minute, I think we can be successful. And I think that's the first step. And I think it's a very, very positive attitude that everybody around here has. I mean, just watch them out there at practice. I mean, they go through practice at a really good pace. There's not any guys complaining. There's not any guys not paying attention to what goes on out there. You know, sometimes you have them, guys that are talking on the side. There was no talking on the side. They were just watching.
Yeah. We had an opportunity to talk to a couple of guys, and I thought it was fun to hear Dwayne Brown talk about his early days. Gil asked him a great question about facing, you know, Dwight Freeney and facing Kyle VandenBosch when he was with Tennessee and all the outstanding. And, you know, so this kid coming into year three in his last two seasons has gone against some of the best. He's had Jared Allen, he's had James Harrison, he's had a bevy of very good pass rushers that he's had to deal with. And I think that was it's one of those things that you probably would know if you looked at the schedule, but when you hear the player say it, and how fast he's had to grow up was interesting.
Well, last question for you guys. I talked to you about this last year. I got some predictions from you guys to put you on the spot a little bit. I know, Gil, you said last year you were the opinion the Texans were going to win the AFC South. And, Vic, I believe you said the Texans were going to be about, a 9-10 win team, playoff team.
I was right.
Which ended up being right. But what do you guys think this year is going to have in store for the Texans?
Go ahead, Gil.
I think they have a very good chance of being a playoff team. Mm-hmm. I think one of the questions that makes it hard to answer right now is what is going to happen. Is Reggie Wayne going to report, or is he going to be late reporting? I think this is what you don't know right now, the uncertainty of a team like Indianapolis. When you have a very good defensive starter sitting out right now or holding out right now, and you have a very good wide receiver that says he's not going to report. But I do think that this is a playoff team. I wasn't very smart last year because I forgot that Manning was still in the league. But I do think this, that I think Schaub had his coming out party last year, and I think that they'll be very, very good.
I would hasten to add, Nick, that actually Gil should have been right about his prediction of them being a playoff team and maybe even the division winner, but some missed field goals. I mean, there were enough close games and enough what-ifs. That actually would have held up. I think he had it right. I think he's right again that this is a playoff team. I agree with that. It's going to be impossible for me to say that they'd win that division because I just can't take the Colts out of that despite even some concerns or uncertainty. I think they're still the Colts. I think they're still going to be on top. But I see the Texans right there. I see them contending. Health, everything's got to come together. Owen Daniels has to be 100%. Schaub's got to be every bit the player he was. The O-line's got to be healthy. And they've got to find from this group of running backs, they just can't have a guy. They got to have the guy and then good compliments. And the last thing I'd say is, it can't be anything but a playoff team. I mean, I'm not trying to put undue pressure, but I think the undue pressure is already there. When you win nine after being a 500 team, you've set the stage. The season ticket holders have signed up for this. Everybody's signing up for a playoff season, and I'm signing up too.
So there you have it. High hopes for the Texans in 2010 from Gil Brandt and Vic Carucci. Again, this is Nick Scherfield with the Bullpen Blitz Podcast. I want to thank you for listening. We'll be back with another one next Tuesday. In the meantime, be sure to stay tuned to HoustonTexans.com for all the latest updates on the team throughout training camp.